And I pray that we have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Because if you hear, not just as a tone, but as you hear and understand the knowledge of the revelation, just like she was sharing, the revelation of his love, because that's what we need. We don't need the do's and don'ts. We don't need to go back to the law and try to do this, this, and this. We need a revelation of the knowledge so that nobody can take that away. Amen. Because once you have that, the naysayers, the ambient noises, the rustling over here, or the opinion calling, or even the things that come into our head that we fight with every day, never have to define and shape your thinking again. This is the God that we serve. This is the God that has provided life for you. And I just praise God because Monique already kind of started sharing. I don't know if she breezed at my notes or what. But this is where the two become one, right? And she kind of hates me saying it, but I am. Oh, here we go. She says, I'm out. She is more than I could ever have asked for. And I'll kind of leave it like that. I just enjoy every day. You love someone, and then you get to know them, and you get to know them, and then you get to walk through some stuff, because marriage is walking through some stuff. Relationships are walking through some stuff, and this is what, to have a revelation, you need to have a relationship. Okay, because without a relationship, you won't ever have the revelation. Without coming to him, without spending time, without sitting at his feet and listening, hearkening to the voice of the Lord, it'll be just a monologue. It won't be a dialogue. Yep. And today is a certain day, and I have two different message names, and we'll say the knowledge in his provision. And then the other, let me go to my notes because it just clipped my mind here. Performance Christianity. Performance Christianity. Anybody ever been caught in performance Christianity? Once every minute? Once every... Because we get over, we weren't saved by performance. But we think we can maintain by performance. So I want to read in Colossians 2. We'll start in verse 1. Father, as we turn the pages in our Bible, I pray, Lord, that our eyes would see, our ears, Father, would behold the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the revelation of the Word of God that is able to shape our mind, to shape our souls, to bring every thought captive into the obedience of Christ, is because you have defined us. You have shaped our thinking. You have so much great plans in store for each one. And Father, as we just hearken to the voice of the Lord this morning, I thank you that it's in you is yes, in agreement, amen. Hallelujah. All right, Colossians 2. We'll just start right in verse 1. I have into Colossians 3. So we'll kind of, I want to read this whole thing, and I want you to ponder it. I don't want you to just to hear it as a tone, but I want you to ponder these words, because this defines who you are. This defines life. This defines our actions of who he says we are. Amen? For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. We could really stop there. We could really stop there if we understand that you have access to the knowledge of the mysteries that all creation has yearned for. in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are, what does that say? Complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. You being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. You still with me? Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are shadows of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility, of worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increasing that is from God. You with me? We're on verse 20. Therefore, if you died, say, I died. Nah, that wasn't really loud enough. I died. All right, there we go. Hallelujah. From the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you now subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments of the doctrines of men. These things indeed have appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Go ahead and turn over to Colossians 3. So when I say performance-based Christianity, we get over to the do's and don'ts. We get over to, okay, now how do I keep myself unspotted? How do I do this? How do I do this? And this is where the revelation of Jesus Christ through a relationship, through spending time with the Father. That's how you deepen any relationship. We've been married for 31 years. Nothing. Man, I know I am bringing something else up, but I was hoping to get... Hallelujah. And we've built a relationship. We've gone through ups and downs and lefts and rights and ins and outs. And there's quite a few of them. And 99% of them are my fault. Well, there it is. Hallelujah. I get a clap on that one. Hallelujah. I'll take that. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God's created us as men as to be able to grab a hold of the responsibility of the house. And I'm okay with that. Hallelujah. So we think about that relationship deepening in spending time together. See, a lot of times we say, well, Pastor, I don't know what my ministry is. You know what your ministry is? First and foremost, it's to you and the Father. That's your ministry. And from that, because if it's out of place, if I'm doing the do's and don'ts, because it's even godly wisdom, right? There's even some appearance of godly wisdom when I go to do this, or I'm going to go clean the church, or I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to go do that. But is it really for him, or is it for other people to see? See, I'm a principal, and I love being able to talk real and be able to say, hey, what are you struggling with? Because each one of us are struggling with something. Each one of us have things that we're going through. Each one of us have the performance that we're trying to step away from and let it be Christ in me, which is the hope of glory. Let's go to Colossians 3, starting in verse 1. See, because if we have an ear to hear today, this will shape the rest of your life with no regret. Yeah. See, when you walk and you believe and you allow God to just simply will in you to do of his good pleasure, you don't get frustrated in it. You don't say, oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Let's keep going here in 3:1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things where? Above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden in Christ Jesus, in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So this is, verse 5, this is where we kind of get into the performance part of it. Because he says, therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience in which you yourselves once walked in and lived in them. Verse 8. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things. See, that's just, it's not like I have to take this physically and put it off. I have to, where he said, if my mind is on Christ, I'm looking into the perfect law of liberty, so I'm seeing who he says I am. Right. And I'm just agreeing with that. Amen. Pastor, do you have to do anything to be a Halsted? Nope. Anybody else have to try to do anything to be what you were born into? No, you just are. Right. And this is where, I'm not going, okay, if I do this, this, and this, if I get all this, then I'm going to finally get over to this place. Well, guess what? You already have all things that pertain to life and godliness right here. So I don't have to try to get over here to get to this another level or get this other thing so that I can finally, what? You already have it. Okay, so what's the difference? Is I haven't believed or I haven't exercised or I haven't practiced who I am. See, if you can look into the perfect law of liberty, he's already defined you. Yeah, in him, you have all things. Amen. In him, by him, through him, you have all things. Amen? Amen? Let's not get over to performance to try to put off all these things, anger and wrath and malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in you all. See, the biggest thing is that have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Right. Have you become born again? Because this is what it is. So all are called, but the difference are those that are chosen. What's the difference between being called and chosen? Somebody said it? Responding. Believing that you're called. And accepting the gift. So if I gave you a car and you never took the key and drove it, right, even though it's yours, yeah, you never accessed what was given to you. Right. See, it doesn't change his desire that all should come to repentance. It doesn't change what he's paid for. Right. It changes in the hearts. We've disengaged or we don't believe, therefore we've made a choice to not partake in. See, this is what love is. Love does something in advance despite your response, despite your action, despite how many times you roll your eyes, despite how many times you get mud thrown in your face, despite how many times who's aggravating you, who's the one you're praying for, but over and over and over again. See, you need a revelation of his love for you. You need a revelation of the mystery, the knowledge that of who you are, because otherwise we get defined by what words other people throw at us. We get defined by others' opinions. We get defined by our opinion, because really a lot of the fight's right here, right? But this is why he said, you know where peace lives? Peace lives with a mind that has stayed on the Lord. That's life and peace. So no matter where you go, peace never has to leave you. You can live in a life of peace. This is where he starts defining you Colossians 3, verse 12. It says, therefore, as the elect of God. See, when he starts saying this, it's just, I believe, not how I feel. I don't feel like I'm the elect of God. I don't feel like I'm holy. I don't feel like I'm kind or... But this is all in you. If you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, this is who you are. This is the byproduct or the produce of a life that is abiding in a relationship with the Father. You just produce this fruit. See, you were created for good works. Those good works, other men may see and then glorify the Father. If you were created for good works, this is what draws people to you and say, hey, wow, I seen what you just went through. How did you go through that? And then you can respond with the revelation that God gave you, the response of correct doctrine. Amen? Amen. Verse 12 again, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. Boy, if you try to do this, man, you're going to be frustrated. So this is my prayer. God, open my eyes. Give me a revelation, because all I can see is what they've done. All I can see is time and time again, them doing the same thing over and over again. And this is where, okay, so if my eyes are on them, my eyes are on the flesh where there isn't life and peace. But your mindset on the spirit is life and peace. The mindset on the flesh is enmity and separation. Okay? But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word, say the word, of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts, and whatever. Say whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Is that just some things? Whatever. Is that just when I'm in church? It can't possibly mean when I'm in my job. It can't possibly mean when I'm eating. It can't possibly mean when I'm driving. No, whatever you do, in word and in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. See, that's God, open my eyes, make it alive in me so that revelation goes with me wherever I go. Because he said it, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you. See, he's not a man that he should lie. He's not like your neighbor who said he's going to do something and not do it, right? Or said he's going to get to you something on Friday, right, Kia? And didn't get it to you on Friday. I apologize. But what he says is restful.
what he says he'll do. What he said, it's you don't even have to kind of make it happen, but sometimes we feel like we do.
Right.
Well, I think, God, you need a little help with my neighbor. I think you need a little help with my son or some of you daughters, right? I have daughter-in-laws. But everything we do in word and in deed, do all in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
See, this is where your freedom is. If we get back over to performance, if we get back over to trying to do it, man, it's hard. It's tiresome. Amen? Think about in Mark 7. It's where he starts talking about the traditions of men make the word of God of no effect. See, this revelation causes me to set up standards in my life or a schedule every day.
Right.
Not the other way around. Not because I set up standards, not because I have a schedule, do I have a relationship with him. Okay? And we get it backwards. We think because if we do this, this, and this, then I'm okay in his God's graces. When he saved you before you were saying the Lord's name in a song and not the other way. See, we get to declare him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We get to be that peculiar people. We get to be who he says we are. Why is it so easy to be defined with what we do? So I'm a carpenter, right? But if I only define myself as a carpenter, I would fall short of really what he created me to do. Or as a teacher. Or as a pastor. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm blessed. That's it. Right there.
Yep.
Because you know Jesus Christ, you're blessed. That's it. Now, everything else after that,
amen,
you get to enjoy.
Right.
Beautiful wife, 5 sons, 5 grandsons. I get to enjoy them. But if at any point I feel that I can rest on them, when they're not there, I'm falling to the ground. My job, if I don't have my job, well, if it's defined me, Pastor, I don't know if I'm supposed to take this shot. Well, they're supposed to tell me I'm supposed to do this. Does that exceed who he says you are? And the problem sometimes is, Pastor, well, I feel the Lord's not telling me to do this. Well, okay, well, you just said it. Then don't do it. Why would you go against the Lord? I'd rather err on the side of him saying and agreeing with that than me doing something else and thinking I can get it done this way. See, we are defined by something because you are a worshiper. You don't opt out of that. You don't opt out of being a worshiper. So, as a worshiper, we set things before our eyes that define us, that identify us. And this is where we are to look into the perfect law of liberty and be defined by who he says we are.
Right.
Well, Pastor, sometimes the trials are so hard and they make me feel like I'm this, or they make me feel like I'm that. I woke up and this is how I felt today. That's great. Just because I woke up and I didn't feel like a saffron doesn't change that I'm a saffron.
Amen.
Just because Connor says I don't want to be doesn't mean that he isn't. See, this is where we just need to default back to who God says you are. And man, not argue with it. See, the problem is we're arguing because we're allowing our feelings or our mood or something else, somebody else's opinion, to start shaping us. And we get over to, now I've got to try to perform to please you.
Right.
Or to perform to please you. And I was in that. I was definitely in that. Trying to please this person, trying to please that. I remember, man, when I was back in school, Jen's over here? Where, or she changed, yeah, where's she at?
Is she downstairs? Where's she at? So Jen, this is crazy because I remember one day I was hanging out with a few different friends, and as I went to each friend, I changed my clothes so that I thought they would like the clothes that I wore. Four different times in one day. But you try to please who you hang around with, right? And man, I'll tell you what, that's tiring.
Yeah.
Not let alone a lot of work, right? But if you allow others to shape you, that's what you're going to do.
That's right.
You know, even, hey, can you vacuum the church? Can you clean the church? Can you come to work day? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can I tell you that's just an opportunity for you to serve?
Amen.
You to serve. Can I tell you that serving reveals, see, everybody's like, oh, what are the gifts? What are the talents that I'm over 36 seconds. What are the gifts and talents? And we're so focused on them that we lose sight of the calling God has for us. Your gifts, your talents are there to fulfill your calling. But I need a revelation. You need a revelation of his love for you. You need a revelation of who he is and who he says you are. All right, I'll start closing in James here. Man, Pastor, I get like 3 hours in my church to go. No, I'm only kidding. Hallelujah. James 1, I believe we're in. Let me just go there quick. Okay, 22, we'll start. Okay? Yeah, James 1. Go back to 21. James 1, 21. It said, therefore, lay aside all filthiness, overflow of wickedness, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But then he goes on to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Because what does a hearer only do? A hearer only is a fool. Because they hear it, the truth, the same truth that somebody is a doer and applies, but they just don't do it. See, can you have that revelation? Can you understand that? If you don't apply it, it will not work for you.
That's right.
You can have the revelation, you can have the knowledge, you can have the understanding, but if you don't give it, if you don't put some feet step, it's not going to accomplish anything in your life. It's not because I did it, I get it. It's because of relationship I produce these things. You bear fruit. Okay? You produce fruit. Let's keep going here. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks, say that's me. No, a little bit louder. But he who looks, okay, into the perfect law of liberty, continues in it, is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one, say this one.
This one.
This one will be blessed in what he does. Let's keep going here. We'll finish this chapter out, or go to 27. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart. This one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans, widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. If you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, you are a brand new spirit. Your spirit is perfect. Your spirit is who you are. Now, again, sometimes our body is going through different things. Sometimes our mind is going through different things. But your spirit defines who you are. And to be able to see your spirit, you have to look into the perfect law of liberty. Because that's who's defined you. Not what you've gone through, not what lies ahead, but who he says you are. That's where victory is. That's where life is just agreeing with his word. Amen?
Amen.
Again, if anyone has an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, there's nothing more. I praise God, and I'll start closing with this, just a sharing of my heart for individuals, why I love the opportunity to be able to share. I know who Christ is in me.
Amen.
And I used to be defined by other people. I used to be defined by the clothes I wear. I used to be defined by what I did. But he's defined me. And can I tell you, that revelation, no one can take away from
Amen.
Me.